Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Oh, we got some work to do because we're on a list to play golf this morning at Due Process. So we gotta figure out how we're going to get down there fast enough. I mean, this is like, you're driving me crazy. I mean, you are like just all over me.
Well, listen, I can handle this if you want me to, but I feel like that I'm be overstepping my bounds. Just to clue people in before we get back to the sports talk. Today we had a plan because Boomer's got a big charity outing tomorrow, and there are two supporters and friends of the charity that were going to host us down in New Jersey today. Doug Wells, Janelle Garmani. They had this whole boat day planned for us. We're going to go out on the water and hop around, have a great day. Weather sucks, so it's not a boat day.
And I know when we said that, what about the boat day? I could feel the disappointment in you that you are not getting to play today.
Yes.
So I knew when I came in this morning, without even talking to you over the weekend, that I was going to get hit with, hey, this looks like a great boat day. And I'm like, I guess we can still play golf, right? And he goes, well, yeah, we can.
Well, I mean, this is a perfect golf day as opposed to boat day. 65, cloudy, it's fine.
Yes, I know it's fine. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
So now if we would have to, we have to bust it out of here to get down there just reasonably in time. It might be a little late.
So there's an outing that's going on at Due Process today that they put us on the list for, and I'm getting texts left and right. Oh, you guys playing in this thing? Playing in this thing? Your name's on a list. I'm like, I don't know. Why is my name on a list? It says Boomer Geo, Boomer Guest, Geo Guest on this list on a spreadsheet,
yes,
I just
exactly
got.
Exactly, I saw that.
So are we playing in that or not?
I say we should play in that.
Does it tee off at 11?
I don't know. We're not going to get there in time. But, you know, I'm usually out of here by 10:01, so.
I mean, I could get there in time, I think. I probably could.
All right, well, tell the other two.
Nimrods?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
They'll meet us there and get there, and I'll probably be there like a few minutes late. But, you know, those things usually get started a little bit later anyway.
They got some big names in this thing, by the way.
Give me some big names.
Fat Perez is playing in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dan Orlovsky, ESPN.
Okay.
Peter Schrager, ESPN.
Okay.
Victor Cruz.
Nice.
Mike Delzato.
Nice.
Joe Hayden, former NFL cornerback.
Yep.
Boomer Esiason.
Wow, yeah, he's big. Big name.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, see, look at this.
All right.
And there's a bunch of Ray Katina people that are playing too, so I don't know what Doug is doing. I have no idea. But yeah, look at Fat Perez and Peter Schrager and Dan Orlovsky. These are guys I'd love to hang out with today. But I mean, I don't know what the hell's happening. It's just sloppy. Sloppy. Sloppy! You know what? Sloppy!
It is kind of sloppy.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And I'm like fourth on the list of people that should be handling this. But now it's one of these things.
I thought it was handled, and then I did mention it, the weather looked a little dicey for today, and then and then Doug was like, "Oh, we should do the boat thing," and I'm like, "Well, I wasn't thinking about the weather. I was thinking more about the timing of us getting down there in time."
I mean, Doug's got us on some gravel beach links or something. I don't know where he's got us playing.
Well, just tell him we're playing.
Apparently some place that makes West Sable look like Maidstone.
That's what I hear.
I said, this is to Jerry. I was like, ever hear this place? Jerry goes, ha! You know that Jerry laugh?
Yeah.
And I said, what? He goes, you're going to see my dad out there today. I said, your dad plays there every day? Oh, yeah.
That's great,
every
man.
Day, my dad's out there.
Hey.
I was like, all right, good.
It is what it is, man. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
Sloppy.
You're just driving me crazy this morning.
I'm not driving you crazy. I'm trying to...
I can
you're
feel...
the one who taught me to pick up the loose ends and to fix the loose ends. You taught me this.
Yes.
The second I sat next to you, no loose ends. So I'm sniffing around, and I'm seeing loose ends, and I'm bringing it to your attention going, loose ends, and no one's doing anything about it.
You're a pain in the ass today.
I'm just trying to fix things.
This has been going on for 3 hours, and I knew when I walked in this morning, and I saw your face, and I saw how you were dressed. I was like, Jesus, he's going to hit me with, we're playing golf, I'm not going on a boat.
Well, I love being on a boat, but it's 65 degrees and cloudy. You know what it's like when you're on the cruising on a boat at 65 degrees and cloudy? It might as well be 35.
Yeah, I grew up here. I know.
I just... The other thing is I'm going to be hanging around. Like if we're not doing anything, I might as well just go home and then drive to this thing tomorrow morning.
You don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that, but if we got loose ends, then what am I going to do?
We don't have loose ends. Just relax.
I'm going to be sitting there banging on the hotel, like, let me in so I can take a nap.
No, we're going. We're going. So we're going to go. We're going to go to due process.
Oh, we are.
If they have us on a list, we're going.
Okay. All right. They do, apparently.
Yes.
Because I got, this is, you know, yesterday.
So you got to get your butt down there, because I'll probably be about 10 minutes late.
I'll get my butt down there.
And get these other numbnuts, get them going.
My responsibility now to round up the numbnuts?
Yeah, well, we're on a text thread. Handle it.
All right, I'll handle it. Good, finally. Okay, you give me some responsibility here.
Wow.
Get the loose ends
Holy
going.
Crap.
I just, hey, you taught me well.
That's all.
And I know you had a rough weekend, and you had all these issues with the flights and then the weather and everything else. You came in today, you were exasperated. And you didn't want to deal with loose ends. And then loose ends came to your doorstep, and you were like, I don't want to fix these loose ends. But then you put numbnuts in charge of fixing loose ends. And then I'm watching this whole thing crumble, and I'm trying to tell you this is not working out, and then you just didn't want to hear it. And you're talking to me about Isaiah Thomas's free agent signings. And I'm like, hey, snap out of it. We got loose ends. And you're like, can you believe this? Yeah. How about Mike Sweetney? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Out of it. Hey.
Eddie Curry.
Yeah. Jerome James.
Yeah, let's send five draft picks for Stephon Marbury.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Hey, look at that. It's Robbie Rosenhaus is here. Robbie Rosenhaus, former WFAN employee.
Oh, I thought he was just hanging out in there strange.
He's a large man.
Yes.
And he brought gifts.
Wow.
Fleek, do you remember Robbie Rosenhaus? Were you guys working at the same time?
I do. We work together quite often here.
Do you guys get along?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of looks like Dave Marinick without hair.
Dave Marinick?
Yeah.
What? Well, Dave Marinick doesn't have hair.
He doesn't? I thought he did have hair.
I mean... Dave Marinick, by the way, and this is no knock on...
Dave.
No knock on Robbie, but Dave Marinick's a good 80 pounds lighter than Robbie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying facial-wise.
Oh, facial-wise. Okay. All right. Very good. He's out there. He works for KFAN now in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Viking post game with Brock Lesnar or something. I don't know who's doing that anymore. Pete Bursich. Alex in Syosset. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, how we doing, boys? Love listening to you guys every day. I got two things. First, I still sticks with me as a first-time dad with an 18-month-old with college looming one day. That poor dad who got jobbed by the gaggle of furries on the RPI campus and went from like $8,000 a year in tuition to $91,000.
Yeah.
I still can't get over
that. You know what? I think about that often as well. I'm serious. I thought about that the other day when I was talking to a friend of mine when they're visiting colleges, and I thought that same story. I was like, this guy thought he had it made. It was going to be like an $8,000 a year tuition, and then the kid saw the furries around the campus and goes, I can't go here, and now he's paying $91,000 a year to send his kid to Syracuse. I mean, that is the screw job of all screw jobs right there.
Absolutely. And then second, you guys were going over, I think, Mets, you know, Mount Rushmore of boring interviews. I'm a Yankee fan, but I say this to my buddies all the time. Derek Jeter has to be the least charismatic, stuffed down your throat superstar of all time as far as sound bites, the one or two stories he'll give you, doesn't want to talk to you, doesn't want to give you any insight, and they don't stop interviewing him or giving him specials. It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, you know what it is? He's safe and he's marketable. And those are two things that go a long way in today's world, Alex. But you're right. I mean, he was as boring as it gets, but that's sort of what you're a superstar in New York. Sometimes that's the best route to go, as Aaron Judge is doing it. He gets no controversy off the field ever, never says anything that gets him in hot water.
Which I appreciate. I really do. There's no reason to get yourself into hot water, especially when you are a success.
Well, Brady, too. I mean, think about Tom Brady, how boring he is.
He was boring, too. But I would say that towards the end of Derek Jeter's career here, when the contracts got a little bit, you know, controversial and things of that nature, and when was he going to retire, all that kind of stuff, that's when it got really intense.
Yes.
And fans were actually booing him.
Yeah, I remember, but he didn't say anything during that
He kind of just basically, shrugged it off.
Shrugged it off.
By the way, guys, it seems like we got a lot of weathermen on that one.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking a look at the...
Let's go to Glenn. Glenn and Lynn Groff. Glenn, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you, longtime fans. I literally just drove past New Process. I live up the street. Steady drizzle, occasionally heavier things, and 63 degrees. So it's not primo weather.
So is it better to play golf or go out on the boat?
You're going to be drier on the boat.
I don't think so, Glenn. I mean, I'm looking at it. It says 15% chance of rain the rest of the day over there.
Hold on. Bob in Asbury Park. Bobby, what's happening? Let me see if I can get you up.
There we go.
How you doing, guys?
What's happening?
Listen, I'm listening to you guys all morning. It's been raining here since 6 o'clock this morning, so it's raining now, and it's 60 degrees, so it's not cloudy. I'm a boater myself, so it's certainly nasty to be on the water on a day like this, and I wouldn't be on the golf course, but you guys are professionals. It's a really nasty day down here.
It can't be that nasty. It just can't be. I mean, I'm seeing that it's like the winds are only like 8 miles an hour. It's 62 degrees. And it says 15% chance of rain. You telling me that the Weather Channel is that far off in Colts Neck?
Yeah, I don't know. See, this is what we may have to deal with a little bit tomorrow.
Oh, God. Whatever. I mean, tomorrow
looks like it's going to start turning. I don't know how long this weather system is here, but it looks like a little bit later in the day tomorrow it's going to start turning, possibly even sunny.
Yeah.
Wednesday and Thursday are going to be gorgeous.
You know how everybody like has their things where... You know, Al having to go to something late at night during the week, or Jerry being stuck in his house. Like, one of the things for me is, like, being in a foreign land with nothing to do. And that's what New Jersey is to me, is a foreign land. And if I have nothing to do, with no place to go because I can't check into a hotel, I don't know, like, that's why I'm freaking out.
Well,
that's, like, what am I gonna do? Am I just going to go to, like, the John Bon Jovi service area?
Here's the thing. The good news is that it's raining down there. So that means they may push the start back about an hour. They could. I'm not speaking for them. I don't know. But sometimes they do that. And if they do that, then we'll be on time.
Okay. Very good.
Now, where these other two softies are going to want to play, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. They probably won't. I mean, Janelle's a little tougher. You know?
Oh, 100%.
Then
Doug would probably just sell you a car. He'd love to sit you down, show you around, buy a car from him.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even want to buy a car the last time I was there, and I did. It's one of those things. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't even planning on buying a car. Next thing I know, I'm driving away in a new car. Yeah.
He's throwing it out there.
Exactly.
He's got the lure out there. He's like really in.
Right. I mean, I was essentially a striped bass for him that day.
You need a G-Wagon? Here we go. Come on.
That's not so bad. What? Only $140,000?
No, that's $220,000.
Oh, it is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, so never mind. Yeah. Well, they're making a baby G-Wagon, by the way. Did you know that?
What do you mean a baby G-Wagon?
They're making a small one.
Two-door?
I don't know if it's two-door, but they're making a smaller one.
What? Since when?
I don't know. Saw it on Instagram or something.
Toddy in Mattisquan. Todd, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How are you?
All
good,
right,
man.
Good.
What's up?
Good. I was just, I'm listening, and I know you're debating on whether to come down here for golf or a boat. I have a boat, and I wouldn't be going on a boat right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, no way. Absolutely not.
If you could take a look at the captain of the boat, you realize that you're not going on the boat.
I get that. I would be going to due process.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah, no.
As your attorney, I would advise you to do so.
All right, thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
That's what we're going to try to do here. That is the plan. And wherever we get there, and we do what we got to do.
So I know people are texting you from there because mm-hmm. you're on the list.
Yeah.
Can you text one of those people to see if they have moved the start time?
I can. I will do that for you.
Loose ends. Let's you know.
We're doing a radio show right now. In the break, I'll handle it. All right.
Okay.
I got it. I got multiple people that are waiting for us to go down there because we're on a spreadsheet somewhere.
And they're listening to us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming alive to the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So, Jerry, getting a lot of people calling down from that area. Yeah. Due process saying that it's raining down there.
That sucks.
Yeah, but
this weather stinks.
It does, but you know, I don't think
the weather's going to be bad. You'll be fine.
I think it's playable weather. I think tomorrow's going to be playable weather. I know Wednesday and Thursday are going to be beautiful, but
I played in a downpour yesterday. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's going to rain this afternoon.
I'm down with it.
Cloudy.
So it is 11 a.m. and there's no plans to push it back.
Okay.
So, yeah. What's going to be a right out of here? Want to just hop in with me? We'll just go. Just hop in with me. We'll just go down there. What do you think?
I have my truck. I got to get my golf clubs in my house. God, man. Believe me, I'll be right behind you.
You going to go home and dupe like you normally do?
I mean, that's way too much information. I mean, I don't know why you thought to bring that up right now.
That's what you do sometimes.
By the way,
well, that's only on the way to Nassau County courses. You stop home and dupe. So this is Jersey. So you can't stop home and dupe.
Right, and I could actually dupe at due process if I had to.
If you had to, yeah. Beautiful toilets there.
Yes.
Nice little situation. but everybody goes, you know, go out to Glen Oaks or somewhere else on Long Island, and I beat Boomer there. I'm like, what's going on? I said, Boomer stops at home to dupe. He can't dupe anywhere else. Has to stop on his way. Holds everybody up.
By the way, I found a new green mix that boom immediately.
Oh, okay.
And you'll never guess who is actually promoting it or who actually makes it and is the owner of it.
Wow.
Okay. Remember our buddy Chris Raggy?
Yeah.
His wife.
Get out of here.
No.
Interesting.
She's a scientist or something?
I don't know what she is, but whatever.
I know he married a penthouse pet, so this must be a second wife.
What, a penthouse pet can't come up with a green drink? I ain't seen that. I mean, maybe she was one of the smarter penthouse pets.
Yes, because clearly she's into physical fitness and nutrition. So why couldn't it be her?
Raggy drink.
Sarah Raggy.
Different gal.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that? I thought it was Chris Raggy's wife.
No. Different gal from the penthouse.
Yeah, I think so. Let me look into
Victoria
this.
Silfstead
yes,
was the one.
That was the one. I she ain't that. Making no energy drink.
Yeah.
She has this thing, his new wife, I guess. I don't know. I didn't know there was a first wife. I don't care.
Could have just been a girlfriend. Couple. Yeah, yeah. Girlfriend.
But it's the Sarah Raggy Wellness is what it is.
Victoria Silfstead. Yeah, she was something else back in the day.
And is it just a wellness drink, or this is a...
She's got a bunch of them, And
this is like her version of Metamucil.
Yeah, but it's even better than that.
Yeah, they were married, by the way, for 9 years, the two of them.
Really?
Yeah. She was Penthouse?
Yeah. Al would know.
Yes.
So quick on that.
Page 37. June 1996.
What I've been drinking is this alkalized detoxifying greens powder.
Is that why you've been pumping them out this morning?
Dude, it's been gross.
Are you jet fuel coming out of your butt today?
Will you shut up?
I mean, God.
God almighty.
I mean, poor Jerry over there has been choking on you.
All right. By the way, I'm sorry. She was a Playmate of the Year.
All right. This is not Sarah Raggi. This is the other person.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Who's not making green juice.
But this is it right here. See this?
Yep, I see it.
Clearly cleaning your insides, that's for sure.
Now, did they send you this, or did you buy it?
No, I bought it.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. Where do they sell it?
Online. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? I don't know. I was trying to plug. It sounded like it was a nice thing. How do you get it? I don't know. I thought I was doing a nice thing, and you're yelling at me.
Oh, boy.
Ah, what? I can't hear you. Huh?
Add the cart, use Shop Pay, and boom, done.
Okay, very good.
I think what G is asking you is how did you find it?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for, because I do take some extra stuff in the morning, and I was looking for something else, and I saw this, I read about it, and I was like, okay, let me give it a shot. I gave it a shot, and boom.
There you go. That's right. A natural endorsement.
Jerry, that explains the scent to you.
That's stuck in my nose now for the rest of the day.
God, you guys. Yeah.
Oh, us?
What?
Yes. I'm the one suffocating over here.
Right.
Suffocating. My God.
I mean, yeah, you have been.
A cloud of stink.
It has been something else today. I'm not going to blame Raggy's wife for this. I'm going to blame you. But it's been rough.
You know.
There's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's fine.
It just happened. It's been happening.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and say, you know, this cut's too long. Yeah, so is the gas coming out of your butt. It's okay. Yeah.
Own your farts. That's what I say. If I do it, I'm like, hey, it was me. Hand up, accountability. You, on the other hand, you don't do it.
It's my studio.
That is very true. That is very true.
Oh, you know it's coming when he leans over to one side for a while. And you're like, oh, no. You're just counting one, two, three, four. There it is.
Or when he starts grinning during a clip being played. It ain't because the clip's funny.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Your reactions are hilarious.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, alkalize.
Okay.
Alkalize. By Sarah Raggi.
You can buy it online. What is wrong with you?
So here's what it says. Alkalize is the most powerful greens powder you've been looking for. It supports gut health, balances your blood sugar.
Nice.
And assists in fat burning, you fat bastard.
I could use that.
With a combination of 7 nutrient-dense super greens blended with a pinch of turmeric.
All right, pinch of turmeric.
There you go.
Trace of pesto.
Since we're on the health and wellness, did you guys, I'm not being funny, did you see the article on Ozempic Sunday?
No.
In the Post?
Yes.
It makes it just Joe Pinkle. Your penis bigger.
What?
Yeah, supposedly, people are gaining an inch and a half to their penis.
Is it because they're losing weight and they can see more?
No, it specifically says that's not it. That's a side effect that.
You're telling me there's a drug out there's going to make you lose weight and then gain an inch on your penis?
I think you should try it.
That was. It was in the Post.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Not only does it shave your pubes, but yeah.
That was a real story in the paper, and I read it. Like, I was, because it said the crazy side effect men are having, and I first thought it was going to be shrinking.
Oh, okay.
Or do something to your testicle, something like that. And
shrinkage.
Infect it. Right, but that's not the case at all.
It has to be because people are getting thinner and then they're looking, it's looking like that.
The article specifically said that wasn't the case.
All right. Okay, I believe you. I'm going to go read it.
I mean, are the guys around there measuring their penises?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever measured yours?
I might have in high school. I might have.
Yeah, I did. High school, 100%.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where I was. Yeah.
Where were you?
I was in my bedroom. I was laying on my back, and I had a tape measure out. I remember thinking, this is the most pathetic thing you've ever done in your life. And I had one of those moments. I was like, what are you doing? It's a core memory for me now.
Well, what's wrong with you people?
It's pretty bad.
All right, so then this begs the question. Was that a...
That was like Al's, how did that noise come out of your mouth?
That was the question.
Oh, God.
The moment of clarity, worse for you doing that or when Al always talks about that thing he sampled in Tampa?
Oh, that's got to be worse, I would think. Yeah, I would think that's got to be worse.
Yeah, I mean, you were just looking for statistics.
Yeah.
What did you, what's the Tampa story?
Well, there was a... I was a salesman, radio salesman.
Turns out I have a penis.
And I had an adult video store was one of my clients. Okay. And they had provided, when I stopped by there one day, a pump. They just gave me a pump. And at one point I was like, hey, I guess I'll try this. To which I did. And then I was like, what did I just do?
Just picture that.
No.
Al Dukes.
No, it was like a blood pressure machine. Like the thing you squeeze. Like.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
You just don't.
Even worse.
You idiot.
So, one with a pump, one lying on his back with a tape measure.
Oh, it feels good.
These are the things we do, man. This is NARP life. Hashtag NARP life.
Yes, very much so. Well, there you go. That's moment of the day. I will tell you right now.
Very good.
So
you'd
have that. Man, we just hit all the
I never knew about that. I never knew about that story from Tampa.
Well, I mean, it's come up on the podcast a couple times, but on real life WFAN, it hasn't.
Oh, now it has.
You know what? That's not true. I think when they've been out, we have discussed it. I'm pretty sure. They didn't hear it.
Was it supposed to help it grow? Or
no, I think it was just a...
pleasure thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
We got a vajankle for you.
Two of them, actually. I still have them in my office in the CBS sports sneakers, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Sitting up on the radiator.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Jerry. So, is there anything you want to tell us?
Well, I mean, the Yankees lost to the Red Sox. You know that. How about you want to hear Jazz Chisholm mic'd up?
Yeah.
On ESPN as he's making an error, which is kind of funny.
I think we're looking at.
1 second. Spinthrow is right. Difficult play. Difficult.
Yeah, that's all right.
You know, the best part, you can hear the chain making all the noise.
True.
With the microphones. So, yeah, that was in the third inning, I believe it was, last night. Carlos Narvaez, the go-ahead three-run homer in a five-run sixth inning as the Red Sox took the rubber game of the series. 11-7 home runs in the late innings from Trevor Story, Rafael Devers, and Abraham Toro. Here was Carlos Rodon. He has been so good this season, but he had trouble in the fifth and ran into more trouble in the sixth inning, and his night was cut short.
Yeah, I mean, just falling behind when just giving out free passes, and they did some damage. You know, they took advantage of it, and, you know, just falling behind hitters and giving out free bases, it's a no-go.
Goofy game, because them up 2-0 in the fifth with the way he's been this year, you would have thought the Yankees would have locked this up. They did not. In the loss, two home runs for Aaron Judge. Now batting .396, 23 homers, 55 RBIs on the season. But as he says, doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot because Boston hit more home runs and they won the game.
Would have been sweet if it was a win. Trying not to think about it, just trying to do my job there. I ain't got much.
Nope. So big game for him, but doesn't do much for them. But they are still 39-25, and they do have a 4.5 game lead atop the AL East on both Tampa and Toronto. The Yankees will be in Kansas City to play the Royals tomorrow night. As for the Mets, they had that win in Colorado 13-5. The notes here, 2 home runs apiece and 4 RBIs apiece for Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil. Alonso passing David Wright for second in franchise history, and he is not far behind Darryl Strawberry, just 9 back. Here was Carlos Mendoza on his slugger.
There's a lot to like about his at bat right now. You know, whether it's, you know, clutch, using the whole field, I've been saying it, pull side, opposite.
Everything, basically. And here was Jeff McNeil. A good weekend for him, but also for the team.
Swinging good pitches and driving the ball. You know, got a couple fastballs in the middle there, and made sure to get my swing off, and you know, just trying to do some damage.
And speaking of home runs, Francisco Alvarez, Brett Beatty homered, and you also had a 3-for-3 day from Juan Soto with 3 walks included, so on base 6 times. Tyler McGill, 5 innings, 2 run ball for the win. Mets off today, home for the Nationals tomorrow. Mets also a 4.5 game lead atop the division. Phillies lost again to the Pirates 2-1, so they've dropped 5 in a row, and the Braves have lost 7 straight, losing to the Giants by the score of 4-3. This was from Friday. This is Giants defensive coordinator Shane Bowen on Friday talking about the turnover chest. That's what the Giants are going to have this
year.
The turnover chest. And here is how it came to be.
We got to get better at takeaways. So somehow got the idea, piracy, violent attacking to steal possessions or goods, right? So you'll hear our guys say it, like I say it ad nauseum, be a damn pirate.
That's gonna be their slogan this year.
And the Jets are gonna use the turnover pump. Get an interception and go over the sideline, start squeezing.
And Ian Rappaport and others now are reporting that the Packers are releasing cornerback Jair Alexander at some point today. The Thunder beat the Pacers 123-107 to even up the NBA Finals at a game apiece. 34 points, 8 assists for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who says we stayed focused and motivated despite the fact they were essentially winning the entire day.
Every night me personally, you try to attack the defense and you try to just like make the right play. You try to,
speaking of boring,
make them pay for what they throw at you.
And this guy is such a good player, but he is quiet.
I will say that the Scott Van Pelt interview, I sound like Eddie here, but I did
watch
it.
Was that
better? I did watch it this morning. It was very good. I was impressed with his really thought out answers to Scott's questions, which were not your generic questions.
Interesting.
We know Scott's very good at that stuff. Yeah. It's the most I've ever heard him speak.
And you talk about well thought out answers. Most of his answers are. They're just very slow and drawn out. That's all. So I'll take a listen to that. So they'll go back to Indiana now for games 3 and 4 tied at 1. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, they shift to Florida tonight. Panthers and Oilers even at a game apiece. We played that game winner last hour from Saturday night. And it is U.S. Open week at Oakmont with the best of the PGA Tour in the world. In Pennsylvania, they had a photo from 1962 or 64, whatever, to now. Parts of it look the same. Parts of it look so different, though. It's pretty wild.
They took all the trees down.
Well, yeah, but ironically enough, when you look at the photo from 60, 70 years ago, there's less trees then than there is now, even though it is more wide open. But it's very cool to see. So
the interesting thing will be whether or not they trim that rough a little bit, whether or not they thin it out a little bit, because it is every golfer that has gone there, and we've seen it again, time and again on social media, that if you hit it in there, it is going to be
tough.
I would say maybe a stroke and a half, if you know, at least.
Sure.
I got to believe that USGA is trying for
an over par winner.
Yeah, like a +4, +5 winner.
They might get it.
It's
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. What are you shaking your head at? You're shaking your head at something.
Just reading a headline to an article.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. We will finish up on the phones here at 888-808-1019. Let's go to Pat, who's in Middletown. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Boomer Geo. How you guys doing?
Good, Pat. What's up? Right.
Yeah.
Well, on that farting talk that you were talking about before, put me in mind of this article in the Post last week where a woman... She's been getting sinus infections for the past 7 years, chronic sinus infections. So they did a culture to try to see what it was, and it came out that she had E. coli in her nose. And she said that about 7 years ago, she was dating some guy. He got into bed naked, blasted one right in her face, and that the doctor said, you can actually get E. coli from someone doing that to you. And it went up in her nose, and it was, for whatever reason, that brought her sinus infections for the last 7 years.
Wow. That's why Jerry's sick all the time. Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, I don't...
you can't do that. You can't say that. Wow. So, is that what it says?
It's usually water or like on a surface.
Yeah.
I mean,
what if it was like a, you know, there was some liquid that had gone out? Then it could have happened, right?
I would, depending on how close she was to where he was.
E. coli, man, is scary stuff.
It is scary stuff.
The story was that she was recuperating from, I think, an ankle injury, so she was really immobile when this occurred, so she couldn't defend herself.
What a guy, huh?
She couldn't put her hand over her nose?
Yeah. It's like, man, you got an injury. I'm here to help you.
I mean, you
can't move, so let me just...
I just think that, you know...
Yes?
Like, what's the temperature today? Anybody know?
It's like 64.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're thinking that it was like a thing that was going on?
Yeah.
No. Ah, come on.
That's the only way I could think that it could be that close.
I gotcha. Okay. Say no more. Say no more. Say no more. Yeah. The Post, they find these people, man. They do. They get some stories. And this, I just saw it. It was like from last month, I think. So that's how fresh this E. coli fart story was. Douglas in Florida wants to talk some Knicks. What's up, Doug? What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. What's up? Big fan of the show. Boomer, I got to tell you, I'm Phil Villapiano's nephew. Phil Villapiano played for the Raiders for a long time. Outside linebacker.
Phil. Yeah, sure. Phil's from around here. Know him well.
Yeah, so I'm from New Jersey. My uncle's a member of the TDConk. So actually looking forward to seeing you a couple weeks ago, but it got rained out, unfortunately. But the reason for my call, first of all, Purium is the best green drink ever. Look it up, Purium. They're out of California. Unbelievable. Makes you feel like it's better than drinking coffee in the morning. The other thing is, it's such a shame with Thibodeau and the fact that he broke up all the Villanova boys. You know, it's such something to really root for. And then they broke him up, and I don't know, the season just kind of towards the end, you know, kind of, you know, went by the wayside. But, you know, just a shame. Those are my thoughts. That's it.
Well, I mean, they didn't really break them up. They traded one away to get it, and they got another one.
They had three, and they ended up with three.
Right.
They just traded Dante DiVincenzo, essentially, for Mikal Bridges, even though he was a part of the Karl-Anthony Towns trade.
Right.
It's unfortunate. Yes,
Can't keep everybody for sure. And now that the coach is gone, whoever they bring in, this is going to be really the interesting aspect to all of this. And what happens to the assistant coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, all these stories about Rick Brunson coming out is fascinating because, you know, this is your star player's father who was on the staff. I mean, and everybody seems to really like Jalen. And if Jalen wants his dad there, and he thinks he plays his best with his father there.
But he also is one of the reasons why he came here.
Yeah, I mean, I think so, too. I mean, but also, I mean, you would think that Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges would have a good relationship.
But it is amazing. Think about this. So think about when Jalen was in the playoffs with the Mavericks. World Wide West, Julius Randle, and Rick Brunson went to those games.
Mm-hmm.
And that was considered tampering. And Julius Randle's is not here.
Right.
I mean, things happen, like, you know, in the NBA, and they happen pretty quick. These trades happen. Guys get moved around all over the place. It's like chess pieces, and then you got to think about salary cap ramifications and what kind of assets you have. I mean, you know, Leon Rose, now it's not Eddie Curry, it's Carl Anthony Towns, and he turned out to be a great player. I mean, you know, Isaiah Thomas made a lot of crazy trades when he was here too. Spent a lot of money, and Donnie Walsh, it took him 2 years to get out from under all that. I'm not saying that we're even anywhere close to that, like, craziness, because I think this is a team that can still compete next year for a championship depending on who the coach is.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, do we really believe that someone is out there is going to do that much better than Tibbs was that's actually available?
I'd say it's either Johnny Bryan or Mike Malone, just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
All right, so Malone is coming from Denver. Are there Denver free agents? Are there people on that Denver roster that he would like to have on his team? Johnny Bryan's coming from Cleveland. Do you think there's a player or two that Cleveland may not be able to keep, or he'll have an intimate knowledge as to whether or not they want to keep that player? I mean, like, those are the things that a new coach coming in from another place would have obvious information in regards to those players.
Sure, but also Johnny Bryant was here for a number of years. So, true. I mean, there are some guys that are still here. I mean, he didn't work with Towns and Bridges, but he did work with a number of guys on the roster.
But there may be some guys on that Cleveland Cavalier team that he would like, man, this guy would fit perfectly here.
Like Donovan Mitchell. Finally.
Yeah, but not Donovan, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bench players, and unless they decide, okay, the only guy that, I mean, there's two guys that they can trade that would be worth something, I believe, would be Mikal Bridges because of his contract status, and OG Anunoby.
Yeah, a lot of money for OG, but
still a very quality-oriented player, and I think any team would love to have him.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Tibbs was unceremoniously let go makes me think there's not going to be a ton of major roster shakeups. You're going to see some bench stuff, but I don't think one of the starters is going.
We talk a lot about the player exit meetings. Did they have a coach exit meeting? And did the coach say, hey, I told you I can't play with the, we can't win with Carl Anthony Towns? You think the coach said that?
I think anything's a possibility because they don't tell us what the hell happened, so when we speculate, I think all of it's possible.
I mean, we do hear about the player exit meetings. We haven't heard about the coach exit meeting yet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.